ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. About a week and a half until government funding runs out. Today, the House and Senate will vote on short-term stopgap measures. A Republican plan includes close to $90 million to boost security for federal officials, says ABC Stephen Portnoy.
But some Republicans say the measure doesn't include enough money to protect lawmakers in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Democrats say the bill should contain an extension of expiring tax credits that have made Obamacare plans more affordable. The Senate will take up both parties' proposals, but neither is expected to cross the critical 60-vote threshold.
Today, the CDC's vaccine advisory panel will vote on whether to change vaccination recommendations for hepatitis B. The nation's leading OBGYN groups calling for increased cannabis screening before, during, and after pregnancy, citing a misperception that cannabis use is safe during pregnancy. President Trump is speaking with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Trade and TikTok expected to top the agenda. This is ABC News. It appears the search has come to an end for the father who allegedly killed his daughters, ages 5 to 9 years old.
Travis Decker, an expert in wilderness survival from his time in the military, was believed to have been hiding out in the mountains of Washington State after investigators said he killed his three young daughters during a parental visit in May. They were murdered at a campsite near Leavenworth, Washington. Now, human remains have been found in a remote area near Leavenworth. The local sheriff saying they are believed to be Decker's remains, but a positive ID is still pending. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Florida jury slapped American Airlines with a $9.6 million judgment after it found the carrier did not follow its own procedures leading up to a passenger's midair stroke 4 years ago. The airline says it's considering an appeal. Hyundai is recalling more than 560,000 Palisade SUVs from the 2020 through 25 model years because of seat belt buckle problems. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. A Two Rivers woman pleaded not guilty this week to child neglect charges after allegedly leaving three children she was caring for unattended in a vehicle for more than an hour while she got her nails done. According to the criminal complaint, 23-year-old Hannah Sprang initially told police she went out to check on the children often during her two-and-a-half-hour appointment. Police say they reviewed security tapes from the nail salon, however, and found Sprang had only gone out to the car once. As it was a cooler day on July 18th when the incident happened, the temperature in the vehicle was only in the lower 80s. Sprang faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. With the Packers back in action and the Brewers heading to the postseason, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding sports fans to look out for fake memorabilia scams. Agency officials say scammers have been posting ads on social media for fake sports memorabilia with high-quality pictures and cheap prices to lure potential victims. The Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to research the company before making a purchase, check for certificates of authenticity, and be wary of deals that seemed too good to be true. The SS Badger Car Ferry resumed operations yesterday after being damaged when it hit its sister ship while docking in Ludington, Michigan. Officials say the Badger came in contact with the SS Spartan, which sits in Ludington Harbor in Michigan, just before 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Crews assessed the damage to the Badger to determine what repairs were needed and make sure the ship continues operating safely. The SS Badger passenger and vehicle ferry service is back on its regular schedule, taking people and cars across Lake Michigan 2 times every day. The 410-foot ship originally operated mostly as a train ferry, but became a ferry for passengers and vehicles in 1992. The ship's owner, Interlake Maritime Services, says the SS Badger is the last steamship operating in the U.S. For news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, or on demand, anytime, at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports NFL. The Packers traveled to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Yesterday, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft went down during practice with a knee injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich asked if he saw what happened.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be all right, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Obviously, if anyone goes down that you have as a part of your game plan, you'll have to adjust some things. So we'll kind of see what happens with the injury report and everything like that and what the trainers say, and we'll make adjustments.
It appears to not be season ending. College football, the Badgers at home tomorrow at Camp Randall against Maryland. Game time 11 a.m. It's Wisconsin's first conference game of the season. The Brewers with another win. They beat the Angels 5-2, completing a three-game sweep. Tonight, the Brewers in St. Louis against the Cards. The magic number now at 4.
Tough road trip coming up with travel and all that kind of stuff. Night game, travel the next day and play. Can't take anything for granted. Just got to keep banging away.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Just a stray shower possible late in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, a little better chance for showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 60. A better chance for rain on Saturday. Currently, it's 62.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Loving. It's Johnny Rivers on Local News and Timeless Hits. We're 97.9 WGBW, and welcome to Friday, my friends. It is good to be with you.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day, and I never lost a minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, rolling on a river.
WGBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
Love the one you're with.
local news, timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I have a way of jinxing things. That game last night for Thursday Night Football, way closer than it ever should have been. Before I left the studio yesterday, what did I say? The Bills have no problem. They will smash the Dolphins. And then I know the score ended up looking like the Bills didn't have a problem, but it kind of came down to it. So I said the same thing about the Packers and the Browns on Sunday. Packers should have no problem. It's the Browns. Now I'm almost thinking, did I just jinx that game? No, I didn't. It is going to be a Packers win. Don't you worry.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
You're gonna want me for your girl.
local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 WGBW, and every weekday we bring you news on the half hour and the hour. So another local news update is right around the corner.
Thank you. Everything turn. There is a season turn. And a time to every purpose.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Connie Feldman and the news crew in our news department work so hard for you every single day. So let's get you another one of those local news updates.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Several vigils for Charlie Kirk are planned for this weekend. One of the largest is expected at the Arizona Cardinals Stadium on Sunday, where President Donald Trump will be in attendance. It comes as a number of services took place for the conservative activists yesterday, including one at UW Green Bay. Organizers say people are affected by political violence in different ways, so they just wanted to have a safe space where people could grieve and spend time together. On Capitol Hill, the Senate approved a measure to designate October 14th as a National Day of Remembrance for Charlie Kirk. That would have been his 32nd birthday. With the Packers back in action and the Brewers heading to the postseason, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding sports fans to look out for fake memorabilia scams. Agency officials say scammers have been posting ads on social media for fake sports memorabilia with high-quality pictures and cheap prices to lure potential victims. The Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to research the company before making a purchase, check for certificates of authenticity, and be wary of deals that seem too good to be true. The SS Badger Car Ferry resumed operations yesterday after being damaged when it hit its sister ship while docking in Ludington, Michigan. Officials say the Badger came in contact with the SS Spartan, which sits in Ludington Harbor in Michigan, just before 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Crews assessed the damage to the Badger to determine what repairs were needed and make sure the ship continues operating safely. The Badger's passenger and vehicle ferry service is back on its regular schedule, taking people and cars across Lake Michigan two times every day. The 410-foot ship originally operated mostly as a train ferry, but became a ferry for passengers and vehicles in 1992. The ship's owners say the SS Badger is the last remaining steamship operating in the U.S. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Just a stray shower possible late in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, a little better chance for showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 60. A better chance for rain on Saturday. Currently, it's 62.
WGBW. Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow. This is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace, isn't it a pity? Didn't find time to call.
Celebrate, dance to the music.
celebrate on Sunday with us on 97.9 WGBW, bringing you local news and timeless hits and also new Wisco Weekend. Sunday mornings starting at 8. Entertainment, culture, what's going on in Green Bay and the Fox Valley, all at 8 o'clock on Sunday with WGBW.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now. Down there, looking up, and I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get you, but I know now, I'll just cry.
Morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do. Here resting my bones,
and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Go ahead, pick apart, be sunny, be share, sing along.
They say we're young. We don't know, we won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know, well, that's true, 'cause you got me, and baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't. Money's all been spent. I guess that's so. We don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand. Walk with me.
Strolling along country roads with my baby.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW. It all starts on Monday. Our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest, where all you need is the Civic Media app. If you have it already, you're good to go. We'll start tossing out those keywords on Monday. If you need to download the Civic Media app, wherever you purchase apps, go ahead and search Civic Media. It's absolutely free to download, and then you will be ready to go. You enter those keywords. You could win the grand prize, the club seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd in Green Bay. And then we'll have daily prizes of green and gold, cash and jewelry. And who doesn't want that? The Civic Media app is what you'll need starting on Monday with WGBW.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 FM. He's a real nowhere man sitting in. In his nowhere land, making all
local news and timeless hits, playing everything from the Beatles to Elvis here on 97.9 WGBW.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together
with suspicious
minds,
and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know, say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
If you listen to us at work, the time will go faster. Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Just like News. I'm Brian Clark. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel delayed a vote on whether to keep recommending the hepatitis B vaccine for newborns. Thursday,